Hello, everyone. This is Fred Barrows again, thanking you for joining us here for this Church of God radio broadcast. It's coming to you from God's Acres at 675 North Cedar Street here in Newark, Ohio. And now we'd like to ask Brother Larry Dishman to come and bring us another message from God's eternal word.
Well, I ask you to take your Bibles and turn with us over to the book of Ezekiel in chapter 22. I'm going to read verse number 30. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. I'd like to call your attention to five words in this verse of Scripture. I sought for a man. Those words are words from the Lord Himself. God is looking for spiritual men, women, and young people. God has never called a wimp to do anything for Him. He never will. He sought after a man. What God does in the earth today will be done through the church by the power of the Holy Spirit working through her. What is the gap? A gap is a breach or a break. The word gap only occurs twice in the Bible. Both times it's found in the book of Ezekiel. In Ezekiel the 13th chapter and verse number 5. And here in Ezekiel the 22nd chapter and verse number 30. Each time it has to do with a breach in a hedge or a barrier. What is a hedge? A hedge is a wall. A hedge was a protective thing in the Bible. Today we have fences around our yards to protect our children. It's to keep them in and away from harmful elements and keeps bad things out of our yards. If there's a gap, either our children can get out or harm can get in. And God needs someone to stand in the gap between good and evil. Psalms 94:16 says, "Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?" We need individuals who will make a difference between idleness and action. We need individuals who will make a difference between the living and the dead. We need individuals who will make a difference between instruction and ignorance. We need individuals who will make a difference between intersection and indifference. That is where God wants us to be today. He wants individuals who will make a difference. He wants somebody to stand in the gap before the land. In other words, God wants representatives to the world, our community, our home, our schools, our neighborhoods, our places of employment. The land that he's talking about here was not cleansed because of sin. God speaks against the prophets because they were not true to him. The priests were unfaithful to the law of God. The princes and the leaders were neither true to him. The people of the land had used oppression and had gone on in their sin. And now the judgment of God was coming upon them. And God said, "I sought for a man among them, a man who could stand in the gap before me, that I should not destroy the land, but I found none." It's time for men and women and young people to get busy, to wake up, and to see the work of Jesus Christ is the most important business in this world. God wants men. It's not just for men, it's for mankind. God can use young people. He can use women. He can use men. The Bible said they can still bring forth fruit in old age. He wants you to be strong for Him. No earthly pursuit exceeds that of the soul. Many husbands today depends entirely upon the wife to take the children to Sunday school, to read the Bible to them, to give their children the spiritual education. He sits at home with the Sunday paper, or he plays golf, mows the lawn, goes fishing, and he'll send the rest of the family to church, but he will stay at home watching the television. What does God want? I'll tell you what God wants. He wants men and women, young people, to be men and women of God, to prepare the way of the Lord. Friend, our true mission is God's purpose for our life. God searches for men and women, young people of intercession. God searches for prayer warriors. You can be a prayer warrior. Amen. I sought for a man, somebody that'll be a soul winner. He that winneth souls is wise. God looks for godly men, godly women, godly young people in a godless world. And we're living in a godless world. But friend, we can still be godly in a godless world. God's looking for people in this nation who will not only build strong walls, but will become strong walls by standing up in the gap in the hour of danger. Amen. He needs a man in the gap. He needs workers. He needs builders. Amen. Dear ones, the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. All the way back here in Exodus, he said, I sought for a man, but I found none. Jesus, thousands of years later, he said, the laborers are few. The harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. And it's still so in the day and time in which we're living. God found some men in the Old Testament, men that would love him, work for him. Thank God he found a man by the name of Noah, a preacher of righteousness, to build the ark for the saving of his household. Amen. And himself. He looked for a man of faith, and he found one in Abraham. He looked for a man after his own heart, and he found it in David. He looked for a man to prepare the way for the Lord, and he found one in John the Baptist. Amen. In between your Old Testament and the New Testament, you don't have any books, but you have a period of 400 years or so. There was absolute silence for these 400 years. Not a word from God was spoken. But what an army of priests could not do, and an army of so-called prophets over 400 years between the Old Testament and the New Testament, one man sent from God accomplished what needed to be accomplished. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. I sought for a man, thank God. He found one in John the Baptist. It's amazing, isn't it? 400 years of Jewish religious system. 400 years of slaying animals. 400 years of obeying the law. 400 years of deterioration of spiritual things. But when God's man came on the scene, then God spoke. John the Baptist, what a man, an old-fashioned man, a man filled up with God, filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. He was a man that was fired up and filled up. A man who did in 6 months what all the religious leaders in Palestine could not do in 400 years. What an army of priests could not do, and an army of so-called prophets could not do. God sent a man that got the job done. Where did he come from? He came out of the wilderness. He came out of the school of silence. Nobody had heard of John the Baptist before, very much at all. Amen. All of a sudden, one day, this strange, rough-looking man comes out of the desert and starts to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." I sought for a man, and I found none. Thank God, the God of heaven found a man. His name was Jesus Christ. Amen. They sought in the earth, under the earth. They couldn't find nobody worthy to open the book and loose the seals. And John wept over that. But the angel said, "Weep not, John. We found a man. A man that was worthy to open the book." I sought for a man. God found the Apostle Paul. And in 1 Corinthians 15:8, the Bible says that last of all, he was seen to me also as one born out of due season. For I am least of the apostles, that I am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Paul was a man that was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. In Romans 1:16, he declared, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." And when it came time for this great man of God to leave the scene of action, oh, what a testimony he had. In 2 Timothy 4:6, amen, he said, "I'm now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also which love his appearing." He wasn't ashamed of the doctrine of Christ. And he says in 2 Timothy 4:2, "Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine." To preach the truth means to herald the truth. Amen. As a public crier, especially divine truth. Proclaim the truth. Publish the truth. And he wasn't ashamed of his duty. In 2 Timothy 4:5, "But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry." It's amazing down through history how God sought for a man and how a man appeared that did a work for God. The reformers right on down through history up into D.S. Warner. God sought for a man. He found one in D.S. Warner and his associates right on down. I believe God sought for a man, and he found one in Brother Emerson Wilson. And when Brother Emerson Wilson stepped off the scene, God needed a man for this work. And I believe he found a great man of God in Brother Decker. Amen. I don't know of anybody that could have accomplished what Brother Decker's accomplished and what he is still accomplishing here at God's Acres. I believe God sought for a man and found one in Brother Roger Decker. Amen. And so, dear ones, we need something today. I sought for a man. You know what we need in this hour? People that will groan in the Spirit. People that will pray. Get a hold of heaven. Religion is coming down with graduates. more than it ever has. But what we need is not so much graduates, but groaners, criers. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again, rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. The old Isaiah said, there's none that stirreth up himself to take hold of God, there is none. The signs of God's judgment is in the world today. Do they not stir you up? The signs of God's judgment, do they not make you think like the psalmist thought in Psalms 119 and verse number 136, rivers of waters run down my eyes because they keep not the law. Does it make you mourn? Does it make you grieve to see what's going on in the world today and see what's going on in religion? Jeremiah could say, my head has become as a river of waters because all of this that's going on in the world around me. What kind of man is God looking for? Not just any man, not just any woman, not just any young person. I sought for a man. I believe that when God searches for a man, he searches for a spirit-filled man. Read the history of revivals. And they were men that laid heavy emphasis on the need of being filled with the Holy Ghost. Ephesians 5:18, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. When they sought out men to be the first deacons in the church at Jerusalem, who did they look for? Men of honest report and what? Full of the Holy Ghost. That's who God's looking for. Amen. I believe God still searches for individuals that's full of the Holy Ghost. Stay at the spout where the glory runs out. What kind of man is God looking for? What kind of woman is God looking for? What kind of young person is God looking for? Men with unction. Unction cannot be learned, only earned by prayer. 2 Corinthians 3:6 says, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. Now listen to what it said. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. I sought for a man. What kind of man is God seeking for? Men, women, young people of prayer. Friend, if we're not praying, that means we're playing. If we're not praying, that means we're straying. If we fail here, we fail everywhere. Prayer is power. As one has said, much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. Every revival since the day of Pentecost that I've read about, that I've heard about, began in the upper room. It began with prayer. Outstanding men of God of all ages have always been men of prayer. I sought for a man. He's looking for consecrated men, women, young people. Amen. Multitudes seemingly or half-heartedly trying to be both a friend of God and a friend of the world at the same time, but it cannot work that way. People today are more concerned about competition than they are consecration. They're more concerned about promotion than they are prayer. More concerned about the church's happiness than the church's holiness. It's tragic that many believers have become satisfied with a nominal Christian experience and become content with just going to church, with church membership that requires little consecration. David said, serve the Lord with all your heart. It will serve God with all of our heart, we won't have a heart for anything else. And the reason we got a heart for all these other things is because we're not serving God with all our heart. Will we be the men and women for the hour who will stand in the gap like God's prophet, or we will just watch as the world goes to hell? Oh, for the floods on thirsty land. Oh, for a mighty revival. But oh, for a sanctified, fearless band ready to hail its arrival. Sad thing about this passage of Scripture, of all those people, the Lord did not find a man in Israel during the time that he's talking about to stand in the gap. Consider the poem, "For want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For want of a shoe, the horse was lost. For want of a horse, the rider was lost. For want of a rider, the battle was lost. For want of a battle, the kingdom was lost. All for the want of a horseshoe nail." A lot of truth in that little poem. I believe God is asking the same question. How many are willing to stand in the gap for truth, lead people back to God? Are we willing to turn to God on our behalf, on the behalf of America, and ask for the hand of God to move across this nation once again? We need some people to stand in the gap, because we are on a toboggan slide as a nation towards hell. And if those who profess to be the people of God don't stand in the gap and make up the hedge, who's going to? We should stand in the gap because Jesus stood in the gap for us on Calvary's cross. Things concern me. I think about the future. When God calls these brethren on this pulpit home, who's going to stand in the gap? Who's going to make up the hedge? What's going to happen when some of these faithful brethren step off the scene of action? God said, I sought for a man to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. There's mission fields that need preachers. There are gaps that only some of you can fill. Nobody else can fill them. There's gaps that only I can fill. And if we don't do what God is asking us to do, who's going to do it? Keep standing there in the gap. If you don't stand in the gap for your lost companion, who's going to stand in the gap? If we don't stand in the gap for our lost children, as parents, who will stand in the gap for them? God's counting on you to stand in the gap for your relatives, your neighbor. There's someone you know that's lost. You may be the only one that's really got a genuine experience with God. And if you don't stand in the gap for that man, that woman, that young person, who will? Young people, don't allow your friends to drag you down. Don't allow them to affect you in a negative way. You be the light of the world. You be the salt of the earth. Don't allow them to pull you away from God. That person needs you to stand in the gap for them and pray for them. I sought for a man. Will it be like it was with Israel? Will God be able to find somebody? Stand in the gap. How many are just willing to say, God, I'm available. Here I am. Wherever you want to use me, I'm willing to go. I'm willing to stay. I'm willing to do your perfect will. Who is it
that will stand in the gap, make up the hedge. God's looking for people who will say, I'm willing. I want to be used of God. Make yourself available to God. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Dishman, for that thought-provoking message. If you would like to receive a copy of today's radio broadcast, please give us a call at 740-345-1213. We want to remind you of our periodical called The Gospel Trumpeter. If you would like to have an issue of that sent to your home each month at no cost, please give us a call at that same number, 345-1213. Or for any previous issues that you would like to have, please browse our website at godsacres.org. Before the broadcast closes today, we'd like to let you know that we're starting a revival here at the Church of God at 675 North Cedar Street here in Newark, Ohio. The evangelist for this revival will be Brother Larry Dishman. The service times today remain the same as they've always on Sunday. Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship starts at 10:45. At 5 o'clock, there is a youth service and also our evening prayer service. Then the evening worship service will begin at 6 o'clock. Then starting on Monday at 7 o'clock each evening going through Saturday evening, the service times will be at 7 o'clock. Brother Dishman will be bringing us messages from God's Word during that period of time. We'd certainly like to ask you to plan on being with us here at the Church of God at God's Acres, 675 North Cedar Street, here in Newark, Ohio. If you'd like to have transportation this week to the Church of God revival, please give us a call at 740-345-1213. This is Fred Barrows saying thank you for joining us here today. Hopefully this program has been a help and a blessing to each of you. Brother Decker would like to invite each of you to join us here again next week at the same time. So until then, may God bless you, is our prayer.